Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Rob Beklei vandag.
Well, yeah, I just want to get your thoughts on it because I saw this headline in the news and I thought, well, that's not cool. The English Rugby Federations have come along and said, well, we should kick the South Africans out of the URC and kick the Italians out, put the English clubs in, and then we can have a little British Isles tournament. So they'll keep the Irish and the Scots and the Welsh, and then we must go home and find somewhere else to play. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Team, what is Super Rugby again? Who's the Brumbies? Who's the Western Force? I can't remember those teams anymore. We've got enough tournaments going on, and if we go back to that, we don't have enough competition for our teams. So I think it should just stay where we are. Go Booker, go Sharks, go Buller, go Province, go Lions.
I get you, Leonard, but what if they kick us out? Like, we literally won't have anywhere to go unless we make an alternative plan. So do we want to go back to, the vibes we had in the past?
Hi, guys. Bring back Super Rugby. Bring back Super Rugby. I miss the days where you used to wake up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning to get ready to watch the New Zealand games at 9, and then 11 o'clock was the Australian games, and then 3 o'clock you started braaiing with the friends because that's when the South African game started. Bring back Super Rugby.
I mean, those were big weekends.
Yes, and I think there's really a big sense of nostalgia around Super Rugby. I mean, it has got so much more history from the early 90s when it was the Super 10.
Like, yeah.
Like, selfs ek wat nie rarige groot rugby geskiedenis het nie, ek onthou daai game. So, I think Super Rugby is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was always miserable when your favorite team had the Crusaders coming to town. Like, it was a miserable weekend, and you knew it, and you're like, we got to do this again. Maar ons het gekyk. And the consensus seems to be we were happy in Super Rugby.
Middag, Rob. Ja, nee, wat? Los die ander lande, laat hulle speel soos wat hulle wil speel. Bring die Super Rugby terug. Het was 10 keer beter gewees. Bring die Super Rugby terug.
I feel like, we haven't got the relationship with those teams. Like,
yeah.
Who's Ulster? Do I like them? Do I even know what city they're from?
Ja,
you know what I mean?
Ulster, Leinster, Ulsters. Maar ek dink ook die Suid-Afrikaners, Nieu-Seelanders en Australiërs, as ons teen mekaar speel in 'n super rugby formaat, nee, as ons by daai groot games is wanneer ons as lande teen mekaar speel,
yeah.
I feel like it's so much better.
Yeah. So, that's the conversation that's happening at the moment. We've also reached out to some former Springboks to get their thoughts on the entire thing.
Brendan het 'n boodskap gestuur, and I can tell you, he didn't stutter. He said what he said.
Yeah, Super Rugby is verby, is verby, is verby. Hulle het ons uitgeskop, die Super Rugby uit, ek onthou nog, jou agter van Australië het gesê, hulle het ons nie nodig nie, nie Israel van hulle, was iemand anders. Hulle het ons nie nodig nie, en ek denk is beter vir hulle, want hulle toer nie so baie nie, wat. Alle ook om die Engelse pommies dit wil doen, is omdat hulle nie geld het mee, want niemand wil hulle boring toernooi kyk nie.
He didn't stutter, he's right.
Straight
on both
up.
Counts. Brendan is absolutely spot on. But it doesn't help that we might end up in a situation where the South African teams suddenly don't have international domestic competition.
Well, you see, the thing is, it just seems like everyone in world rugby sort of hates us. So it's just like they just find ways to be like, maybe if you let the South Africans just play Currie Cup rugby, or maybe play against the Ivory Coast, maybe then we can beat them in a World Cup.
I'd like, you know what I mean? So we reached out to some former box. Warren Brosnihan got back to us. He's got some thoughts.
Regarding whether I would prefer South Africa to go back into Super Rugby or remain in URC, well, it's a difficult one. I thought Super Rugby was an amazing competition. I think it was at its best when it was Super 12 and Super 14. And it just was incredible. But I also believe we may have moved on. And I think where we sit now, we are stronger for what has happened. And, there are benefits with us being in that URC competition regarding time zones and travel. I think we are in it, and I think we should stick with it and stay in the URC. And I think they should put something together, and they should involve the South African sides because of the value that they get delivered playing against a side that is the number one side in the world at the moment. So
yeah.
I think it would be short-sighted from them to kick us out of the tournament.
I agree with Brosnihan there. It would be short-sighted of them, but the English are going to do it, and it's because they want money. Brendan wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Weet jy wat is so lekker van Warren Brosnihan is? om te hoor hoe iemand wat regtig die kennis het die hele situasie kan net analyseer en sê, okay, hier is die goeie punte, hier is die slegte punte, en dit is hoekom ons moet bly.
100%. So, that is the news at the moment in rugby land when it comes to big international competitions. The English want us out. Whether or not they're going to succeed, ons sal sien. We'll obviously keep you updated and so on. But yeah, who knows what happens after that.